This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. There are lots of reasons for Americans to look longingly across the pond to Britain for culture. They have Shakespeare, they have Helen Mirren, and now they have Paul Potts. Paul Potts is a cell phone salesman slash opera singer who has made it to the finals this weekend of Britain's Got Talent. You might have seen the American version of the show on NBC, America's Got Talent, where regular people show off their hidden talents. Simon Cowell is the executive producer of the American version. On the British show, he's a notoriously grumpy judge. And Paul Potts joins me now from London. Welcome to the program.
Hiya.
Well, how did you decide to go on this show, Britain's Got Talent?
Well, I'd seen the adverts online and just filled out the form, basically, and spent about 10, 15 minutes deciding whether I should bother. I felt like I was a little too old and maybe not the right image, but in the end, I pressed the submit button.
The aria you sang, when we played it here, when we played Nessun Dorma here in the office, I have to say there were not a few people who were misty-eyed, including a few men, I have to say. And I was wondering if you were going for that. I mean, people, and then you could see the camera sort of swept across the audience, and even one of the judges looked like she was about to cry.
Yeah, she's admitted to crying, and she was crying last night as well.
You've managed to make me cry again. I've turned into a wreck again, and I don't want to be dramatic, and I'm not trying to get any kind of sob story here, but my granddad passed away this week, and he would have voted for you, so I vote for you on behalf of him. You were fantastic.
It's something I'm aware that my voice does. It's not necessarily something I push for. I'm aware my voice has that effect on people, but I'm not sure what it is that makes it do that. I mean, it's just something that happens, really.
Well, you certainly did get under a lot of people's skin. This performance has gotten a lot of hits on YouTube, millions of hits. It's fair to say, I think, because of the surprise factor, the incongruity. I mean, here you are, a cell phone salesman, and just to describe for our listeners who haven't seen you, one of the judges said you were wearing a cheap Tesco suit with your hair cut too short. You're a little pudgy, and you have a chipped front tooth. And
yeah.
Well, you look like a cell phone salesman. And here you are singing Nessun Dorma from Turandot.
Well, I mean, that was pretty much how I looked. The suits obviously got better. The suits are a lot better. And I've lost a bit of weight. I need to lose a bit more. And, you know, I'm working on everything else. I think there is another video out on YouTube at the moment from last night's performance when I did Time to Say Goodbye.
Have you had formal training?
I've had some formal training, but most of it's literally 6 years ago. I ran out of money, so I wasn't able to continue. I had an appendix burst, then they found a 10-centimeter tumor, which thankfully was benign, so I'm fortunate in that respect. Then once I got back to work, I got run off my bike.
Oh.
And living off credit cards for 2 years kind of dents your wallet.
Yeah.
So now I'm on arrangement to pay on those, and so I haven't had money for singing lessons for a good number of years.
So before you went on the show, you hadn't had formal training in a while?
Not for a long time.
Not for 6 years. How would you practice?
With a backing track in a room that's literally 8 foot by 8 foot square, in what we'd call a box room. It's a very small room, literally with stereo in the corner. And because I quite often work quite long hours, the walls aren't exactly very thick, So, and we've got quite young children next door, so I don't often get the opportunity to practice as much as I'd like. So before I did this show, I literally maybe sang once in a year.
So how did you have the confidence to think you could do this?
It was just a gut feeling decision just to stick my oar in. I've always known there was a voice there. It was just whether I felt it was good enough. And a lot of the time I didn't feel it was good enough, you know, and it's been awesome to get the response I've had from the judges and from audiences as well.
I don't know what it is about you, but I just, every time you come on, I want you to do well. And you just did again. It was magic.
When you finished that night, when you were singing the aria, when you finished and you got the reaction from the judges, you looked like you were about to cry, were you?
I think I was. I could tell they weren't expecting it. I mean, it's been quite telling looking at it in more detail when it was broadcast last Saturday to actually watch Simon's face, pen in mouth, and then suddenly his jaw drops. You know, it's been edited out, but he did actually comment about my appearance. But, I mean, you know, I'm working on that side of things anyway, so.
So you're performing in the finals on Sunday.
Yeah.
What will you perform?
I think there's only one aria to pick, really, because it's a real finale aria, and it's going to be Ness and Dornemer again. I've been doing some work with some of the vocal coaches on the show, and hopefully, you know, it'll be even better.
If you win, will you go back to being a cell phone salesman?
I don't think so. Certainly not from, you know, the reactions that I've been getting is that nobody's expecting me back.
So you'll pursue a career in singing, in opera?
I would love to do that. That would be the ultimate dream.
Well, Paul Potts, congratulations and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
That's Paul Potts. He's an opera singer and a cell phone salesman. He's performing Sunday in the finals of Britain's Got Talent.
Cerro.